Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lunza Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And this is our podcast.
We did it.
We did it. If you guys have never listened to the Married to Bravo podcast before, Chell and I are married comedians living in Los Angeles, California. And I love Bravo.
And I still hate it.
And Chell hates it. But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo. Hence the adorable name. So we watch shows on Bravo television and we recap the episodes. We are watching right now The Real Housewives of New York City.
Mm-hmm. And this couldn't be done without the help of producer Tilly.
And producer Tilly, our feline producer who lives with us and runs the show and is jumping on your lap right now and getting in the way of the cord.
She needs to operate the mixer. That's on her.
She does. She should do the editing. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think she's really pulling her weight.
She said meow.
Meow. And then she came over to me because she thought I was going to pet her. Oh, dang.
Now you have to pet her.
It's like we have to do everything on the podcast and we have to pet her and we have to feed her and we have to pick up her poop and she gets producer credits.
I know.
It's not fair.
It's not. Now I have to run the mixer. I hope this is okay. I'm running the mixer right now. Am I doing it right?
Nope. So. Producer Tilly's back.
Okay.
She's
good.
Back.
Before we continue, though, you can always reach us on social media. We're always available. Married to Bravo. That's with the number two. Married to Bravo on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And of course, if you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe.
Chell, we don't have any more reviews this week, but we did hit our goal last week. So that was pretty cool. We're up to 26.
Way to go us.
Way to go us.
We're trying to make it to 30.
Is that our new goal?
That's our new goal.
All right. We've set a new goal, you guys. 30 rates and reviews on
please
iTunes.
Help us out because it only helps us out on iTunes and we really appreciate it and we give you a shout out on the podcast.
Yep, we'll shout out what you say too.
Plus, if your name is Chell should be free of this podcast, I would totally give you a high five and send you a sticker.
I will delete that comment because Chell, you're stuck. Do you realize you signed papers to marry me and do what I say, sort of? That sounds really bad.
That sounds like I'm trapped.
You are trapped.
But it sounds
it's a
like
a lot of paperwork to get out of Married to Bravo, brah.
Oh, really? So even if I got out of our marriage, I would still be Married to Bravo?
No, I hope you don't get out of marriage. This is starting on a positive note. So should we jump in?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do this.
This is The Real Housewives of New York City, part two of the reunion. And
yes.
It's a three-parter, Chell. And now you're through part two. So only one more, and then New York is done till next season.
I felt like there was a lot of repeated information in this one from the first one. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, well, and you see, so here's what happens with the Housewives and the reunions. You see so many clips of coming up on the reunion, coming up, that eventually when you see that part, you're like, I've already seen this. And then you're like, oh, no, I just watched the clip over and over of the preview for this.
Oh, so I just saw the clip. That's why I'm all like, oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah, because they kept teasing it, going, hey, this will be in here, and this is what we're going to talk about. And you see that, and then you hear a longer version, but it's basically just what you found out in the preview.
Yeah, specifically, I was talking about when Tinsley was like, I'm in Mexico.
Yeah, because we talked about that last episode,
yes.
Didn't we?
Yes, mm-hmm. We did, and that's why I was like, this is repeated information.
Mm-hmm. They did focus more on Tinsley's possible drinking problem that the other women, even Carol, we find out, told Bethany. Bethany totally outed Carol that Carol said Tinsley can finish an entire bottle of vodka.
Which I think is true.
Well, how big of a bottle are we talking?
Maybe a fifth.
1.75?
When someone says bottle, I think they say they mean fifth.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's a lot, right?
That is a lot.
That is a lot. But Tinsley said no, but Carol said yes.
Well, in the last episode, it seems like Tinsley was admitting that she likes to drink. And then in this episode, she's totally denying it. Mm-hmm. So I was really confused on where Tinsley stands in terms of her drinking.
I don't think she knows. I think she did tell us that she's not really drinking now and that her and Carol went on a trip recently and she hardly drank at all. And Carol might have even drank more than she did.
Well, maybe that's true because now she's happy with her new fiancé.
No, they're not fianced yet.
Oh, sorry. They're just moving in?
They're going to live together in the fall, Chell.
Got it.
Her and Scotty Scott.
I feel like last episode we found out they were fianced.
No. Andy Cohen asked her this episode, do you think he's the one? She said, yeah.
Got it. That's why I'm confused.
The reunion just kind of blurs into just like one giant mess that can be beautiful, as in the Real Housewives of Atlanta last season. Their reunion was epic. And this one started off real strong. And now we're on part two where it's like, we've kind of already seen this stuff. We're really not learning a lot of new information.
Well, you said that they did the Luann thing right up front, and you thought that that was an episode three thing.
Yeah, I thought that would be an episode three thing, the Luann and Tom. But this episode, we focused a lot, especially towards the end, on Bethany. So a lot on people's relationships. They had a part, they talked about Sonia and Frenchie and Rocco. Ramona kept throughout the episode trying to throw in her two cents.
She wasn't really showcased in this episode like she was last
episode. Her boobs were.
Her boobs will always be showcased. If you pay that much money for boobs, always have them out.
And they're new. They're young. They're young boobs.
If I got boobs, I would always wear like deep Vs.
Me too. I think I would too.
Yeah.
I know. I saw Ramona. She was strategically placing her hair like over by where her armpit is so that it could just keep the canvas of fresh breasts free to be seen.
Mm.
What do you think of her gold dress?
I like it better than Bethany's dress.
How can you like that better than Bethany's dress?
I feel like Bethany's wearing a curtain around her neck.
No, it's fitted in where it's supposed to be, and then it ties on one of the sides.
It's very flowy.
It's gorgeous. It's like Grecian or something.
I feel like she was late to the reunion. And she grabbed a curtain from the hotel.
But you like Carol's dress.
Carol's dress looks very nice. Yes, I like it a lot.
And you like Dorinda's?
Dorinda looks very nice. I like her a lot.
Because that's Dorinda's style. Sequins, it's funky, it's short, it's, yeah. And then we talked about Luann's dress. So it's very bridal.
Braille?
Bridal.
Bridal, got it.
And braille.
I didn't know what you said.
You could read the little stones, I guess.
I feel like you swallowed that word. Sorry.
I am swallowing words right now. Sonia, we know we don't like that dress. And the more I look at it, I know I said I don't like it last episode, but the more I look at it, the more I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a very deep V.
Which is fine. I'm nothing wrong with a deep V, but it is. It just screams 19, late 80s Barbie yuppie weird. I don't know, I'm having flashbacks.
You said the 90s was back though, so maybe the reason
late,
she
did I say 90s, late 80s.
Oh, late 80s.
Late 80s.
Got it.
It is. It screams like the era of Trump.
That's what women should wear because Trump is president? Is that what you're saying?
In the late 80s when people were still we just knew that Trump stood for like money and power. We didn't know what a what a jackass he was.
Got it. We just lost half of our listeners.
Sorry. I won't get political with you guys. But they did get political this episode.
Yes, they asked him who they voted for. I was really interested that people would share that information.
What did you think of that?
I think it was 3-3.
Well, I was a little, I know I shouldn't be, but I was a little surprised Luann is a Trumper.
Really?
Not surprised that Sonia is, not surprised at all Ramona is.
Well, we don't know that for sure because they pleaded the fifth. Sonia, Ramona, and Luann pleaded the fifth.
Why else would you plead the fifth unless you didn't want to answer because your answer might be incriminating? And incriminating in the sense that I think a lot of people that like Luann are Hillary supporters.
Well, I think part of it too is that people like to keep politics away from the viewers or the families. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom doesn't talk about politics.
Well, your mom has a job where she can't really do that.
Yes, but John, her husband, my stepdad, talks about politics. Mm-hmm. So I think it just, you know, it could be, you know, my politics is my privacy type of thing.
And they have, totally, they have every right. It just seems when they put their life out there, they're putting everything out there.
So you think if your life is out there, then you should put everything out there?
Well, when you're a reality star, I guess it's strange for me, for these women in particular, because they will make money off anything in their life. And the closest thing to them, which I would think would be your marriage, your relationship, would be more than admitting that you voted for Trump.
Got it.
So I think Luann is more afraid of what will happen to her brand, but it spoke volumes when she said, you know, she pled the fifth.
For you, it spoke volumes. For me, I thought it was more of a privacy issue. I didn't really think that she voted for Trump. I think that, you know, they asked everybody, do you know Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
I liked hearing those stories.
And everybody agreed that they both knew him on some type of either very close level or from afar or knew the families. So I felt like it was just very, like, very socially political as to, well, I don't know who I voted for because maybe they might be closer to a candidate than they'd like to admit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but I thought it was interesting, like, finding out their stories of how they knew the candidates. Mm-hmm. I liked Bethany's answer best because hers was, I didn't like either candidate. The worst answer wasn't even the Trumpers. It was Tinsley.
Mm.
Because it is so, it's like all the reasons I want to like Tinsley are the same reasons that Carol wants to like Tinsley, the same reason she wants to be friends with her. Because you see this woman who's, you know, kind of fell off, kind of lost, but she seems like a sweet person and she's kind of self-deprecating and she has her issues and things, but she seems like a good person. But yet she's pulling that whole played out political card of, it's just not my thing. Well, like Carol said, it should be your thing. It's fucking important.
We all knew when she came into the show what type of voter she was, a non-voter. It was obvious. Why
was
there
a little shocked she was a non-voter.
There was no surprise here.
I guess I should. Listen, my thing is, if you have time to get a blowout if every day, if you
these
got time
are just
to get
reasons
your makeup and shit done all the time and go spend $6,000 on a toddler's interior dress for the
again,
you got time to learn about the candidates and put a vote through. That's
you're naming saying. More reasons why she doesn't vote.
That's, she's got too many blowouts planned.
Exactly. She spends her time on things that she finds important, which are, you know, keeping up socially and her looks and dressing well. Mm-hmm. That's what she cares about. And you could tell it by just looking at her and the way she speaks. Mm-hmm. What's important to her, which was getting back into the social community, and what she talked about in the beginning during the election wasn't, man, what's going on with Hillary and Trump? It was, oh, I was arrested and I have a mugshot and I'm staying
not cutting
Sonya's.
My hair. I'm not cut. She took a strong political stance on not cutting her hair.
That's more important to her. And yeah, that's fine. I agree with you that she really needs to invest into what's going on around her. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's more important that she at least knows. Maybe she didn't vote because she didn't like either candidate and she could list reasons why she didn't vote.
But
I'd be like, cool, awesome.
She didn't say
no,
that.
No, she didn't say that
she
at
had,
all.
And she made a horrible excuse of, well, I was still a Florida resident. Well, then do an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. You can mail in your ballot. And Florida probably could have used you if you were going to vote for Hillary. That's what I'm thinking Carol's thinking in her head, going, I could have used you in Florida.
Well, not only that, but...
But I don't think Tinsley would vote Hillary.
Exactly. She's just not the type of person that really looks into those issues because it doesn't really affect her. She lives in a hotel.
Yeah, no matter what, she's getting her allowance, her rich lady allowance for whatever her job is where she travels with her new boyfriend.
I feel like her mom really cares because her mom's really into what's going on. But I feel like Tinsley's been sheltered, like we've spoken mm-hmm. in the past,
she's
so much so that she's just a child, really. She feels like a kid.
But you could see the disappointment in Carol's face because this is Carol's new, like, bestie hooked up with, you know, her friend. She got them together. They're traveling together. And then when she looks over, and it shocked me, like, Carol, you've never talked to her about that? So that's something you're really passionate about is politics, which we learned on this episode, even more so because she worked in it for 15 years and she was reporting on government and political
which
stuff.
Really? Took really Ramona took offense to that. Remember in the flashback, Carol had said, you know, I'm the most probably the most
knowledgeable
in this situation, which is the truth. Someone who's worked in Capitol Hill for 15 years in the newsroom
over Ramona, over Pino Grigio Ramona, whatever her job was.
Who picks up the papers and then puts them back down because her dog peed.
Yeah, she's picking up the papers, yeah, to put them down for the dog.
I just, you know, when someone says something that they're proud of or that they're an expert in, I don't get offended and say, no, I do that too.
Yeah.
You know, no. And I feel like that just speaks to Ramona feeling like she needs to be equal to everyone or better in the show.
Mm-hmm. Which explains a lot of her sharing tonight when Bethany was sharing serious things about her relationship and how her ex, Jason, has been charged with stalking her and has done these awful things and is playing weird mind games and using their daughter and just being a creep. Ramona wanted to bring in examples of her and Mario. It's like, nah, it's not the same. Mario, sure, he cheated on you. Sure, he asked you to, what we learned tonight, still live in the house to keep face. I don't know. They were hiding a lot of things for a long time. So who knows? But it's not the same. Let Bethany tell her story. You tell your story later.
I don't know. I agreed with Ramona in one of my rare instances. I feel like Ramona...
It's the dress. Her
boobs were out, and I saw some nipple, and I have to defend her. Well, to be honest, I feel like at that moment, you know, Bethany was seen breaking down while she was telling the story because it was really affecting her. And I felt somehow maybe I was tricked into this thinking.
Do you think Ramona has a heart? Are you thinking that?
I feel like Ramona can relate at that level because she had been a part of a bad relationship. And maybe she's a horrible person now because she feels super lonely. And because on this show, she has to put up a front, whatever. I feel like she was just trying to relate with Bethany at that moment because I didn't feel like it was, well, I did this. It was more like I could understand that. This is what I went through in this situation. And I feel like Bethany really shut her down.
If only, I think Ramona is a bad communicator. So she wasn't able to communicate that properly. It just seemed like, well, for me. And then also there was a part in the episode where they were talking about Bryn and her ex. So Bethany's daughter and her ex, and Ramona just made some comment, which was, obvious, where she just was like, well, that must be really hard. It's going to be really awkward because, you know, you're married, you know, that's, you had a kid with them. So you have to be, talk to him the rest of your life. That must make it really hard. It's like, yeah, it does. What's your point?
Again, Ramona has experienced that and she has to keep experiencing that because
she hasn't experienced on the level that Bethany has to have someone who's like stalking you, trying to ruin your life. Her guy cheated, took off, abandonment. Totally.
But she didn't say I have the same experience as you. She just said that I understand what it's like to have a kid and to be in a relationship with someone that had hurt you. That's what I think she was trying to say.
I wish she would have said it like that because that makes a lot more sense. The way you say it makes me go, oh, Ramona. The way she says it makes me go, no, she's just trying to get camera time.
I think Bethany really doesn't let her say those things because of the way she was treated throughout the season.
She broke the trust.
I feel like, she broke the trust. Bethany is being very defensive.
Yep. So we understand why Bethany's doing it, and we're kind of understanding that Ramona might have a little bit of a human feeling in her.
Well, shout out to Bravo, especially this episode, for talking about, I think, domestic violence inside of this relationship and affecting multiple housewives. Not only Ramona, not only Bethany.
Well, Ramona didn't have domestic violence.
Well, she had emotional.
Growing up, I think she did.
But emotional domestic abuse, to me, counts as domestic violence.
Ramona was emotionally abused by Mario?
Well, if someone that cheats on you and then you stay with them, you know,
maybe
there's a lot of I love you, I wouldn't do that to you again. It's an emotional warfare. Anyways, I really like that Bravo was able to talk about this because I think this is a very important topic that should be talked about more often, which is what happens in domestic abuse situations. And Tinsley was very open about it, where she was even trying to hide it from her family. And because she thought that this guy was going to change, that's what he was saying. And it was like emotional abuse because he would say one thing and do another thing. So I think that this starts a conversation of how these women, especially housewives, have experienced this and how Bethany is even dealing with it and how she started her foundation in order to help women in these situations. I just think that, you know, as a society, we really brush this under the rug. And I think it's good that Bravo is really talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that it is a good thing that there have been this conversation. And to hear Tinsley say that it was physical too, and it was emotional, all these things. You know, you feel empathy for her.
Yes.
I didn't like Dorinda's response to it when she asked why did you stay?
Yeah, why don't you just leave?
Why didn't you? It's like, Dorinda, that's not the question we need to be having right now. You need to be just, you know, empathetic to her situation, listen to it, hear it, and then reaffirm that, she's better than that. She can, you know, she'll be fine.
I think that's the automatic response, though, for Dorinda, or not just for Dorinda, but a majority of the population was, well, what did you do? It's victim blaming.
They did that with Bethany, too, because they're like, he's so aggressive. Why is Jason, what did something happen in your relationship to make Jason so aggressive? They wanted Bethany to answer, to have some reason why he was doing that. But sometimes there is no reason. Sometimes people go off their rocker. Some men are just abusive cocks and can't handle it. Some women are abusive cocks and can't handle it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's, I didn't like that. It was a little bit of like victim blaming.
And again, Dorinda's never been in that situation.
But we don't know. She could have.
Oh, she could have.
We don't know. We don't know if any of this is projection. We don't know any of this stuff. But I wish that as women, they would like figure out, let's not put that assumption out there that if you are in an abusive relationship, you're not strong or you're weak. Because some of the strongest women you know get caught up in this. I mean, that's the point. It can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, it, like you said, it's important you talk about it.
What Bravo did just leads to a bigger thing, which is people need to be aware of this and to have a discussion about it.
Yeah, this season of The Housewives has really been a lot of issues. You know, you're dealing with divorce, you're dealing with infidelity, you're dealing with possible failing businesses, you're dealing with domestic abuse.
You're dealing with how to put your logo on a snowboard.
How to put your logo on a snowboard. You're dealing with new tits. You're dealing with hair, you know, long hair over the age of 60. You know, you're dealing with starting your blowout life over. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot, Bravo.
It's a lot, Bravo.
You're bringing a lot to the plate.
It just, New York is kicking OC's ass right now.
I mean, of course.
It's going to be over and OC better up its game.
I agree.
They better bring it.
Now, part of the episode, they talked to Sonia about her going back and forth with Rocco and Frenchie.
And we find out that Frenchie might be an actor, which would make so much sense.
You really think Frenchie's an actor?
I mean, he should be. He's very attractive. He looks like an actor.
Yeah.
Totally. Why not?
He does look like an actor.
I wouldn't put it past Sonia to cast her own boyfriend.
I hope that his accent is fake.
It's a good accent.
I hope he's Australian or something.
I know.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny. I don't know. Do you think it's a real relationship?
If the housewives have heard it, there's some similarity of truth in there.
Because we heard a lot of things about Tom. Sure enough.
Yep.
We heard a lot of things about Mario.
True.
Sure enough.
And it was multiple women inside the housewives that said, oh, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Even Carol. And I feel like the most reliable source is our ex-journalist, Carol. Because she's going to do some digging.
And Sonia had a surprise face that looked like a kid that had been told he was going to have a surprise birthday party. But then went to the surprise birthday party anyway and was like, oh my God, I didn't know. Oh.
She knew. She totally knew.
She got caught with her hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, they could be lovers too, but it wouldn't surprise me if she met him, found out he was an actor, said, do you want to be on the show? And then they just kind of carried on a love affair as well. But
well, It raises her brand because it says that she can pick up these young guys that are very good looking. And I just want it to be fake because then when Tinsley was like, I heard them, they were loud. I just picture them just standing next to Tinsley's wall being like,
And then like hitting the wall and they're both rolling their eyes like, oh, is this over yet?
Yeah. And then him being like, look, if you really want me to do this, this could be an extra 10%, but with an Australian accent. If you really
Foster's
want
Australian for beer.
Yeah. If you want me to do this, it's going to be an extra $50.
Crocodile Dundee. That's all.
Let's do this.
Heath Ledger. I'd have to say certain words to get in the Australian accents.
I like how you have to say a dead
Australian
actor
for beer.
In order to get
Heath
into
Heath Ledger. Yeah, you have to say. I was going to say Mel Gibson, but he's not. He played Heath Ledger's dad in the movie. That's all I remember. But then Bethany wants to know why Sonia isn't letting Rocco bang it out.
Again, Rocco is the sad guy because he's the type of guy you marry. And I think
why does that make him the sad? He's the sad guy?
Because nobody wants to be the guy that doesn't get banged. You put in your time so that hopefully this relationship blossoms into something physical and then like love happens and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Rocco's putting in his time and he wants this relationship to go to the next level. And for her to be like, I met this guy and I banged him. If I was Rocco, I'd be like, thank you for being honest with me. I think that this is over. I don't want to continue because you're playing my feelings.
Well, in re-watching those scenes when they play him back at the reunion for them, it's even more awkward to watch it for a second time. I'm like, oh, the way she describes it, like I just met this guy. And I, as Rocco, I'd think, do you care about me at all?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And what am I doing here?
Yeah.
I don't know. If they're both dating other people, fine, but it just
it doesn't seem
strange.
Like that. Rocco seems really interested. Mm-hmm. And I know they've been friends for a long time, but Sonia has this frame of mind that says, well, if he wants to stick around while I'm banging other guys, then he's the husband to be around. And it's like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be like, if this guy's willing to put in his time, because obviously he likes you, why else would he put in his time? And you're willing to put in your time, maybe your relationship can grow from that. But don't go out and be like, hey, I know we're having dinner and I haven't seen you in months and this is supposed to be sweet. I'm banging another guy. Sorry.
P.S. I got bangs, too. Like yeah. That, those things were happening. She was
Did I say I was banging
dude.
A guy? I said I had bangs.
I have bangs. They're bangs.
And I'm banging a guy.
And then we find out that she's worried about the Frenchie thing. She's a little worried because Frenchie is only 37.
And dude moved
and
in.
Might want kids.
Dude moved in.
He moved in.
He moved in.
But he hasn't got his own drawer, she said.
Well, he's being very pushy. So even if he didn't want kids, he would get kids.
Well, he said, Sonia said that he told her he would give up having kids to be with her. But I
that's
think
what he
Sonia,
says.
That's what he says. But I think Sonia's right. It's going to be a Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher situation where he's fine with that. But then as he gets a little older, nah, he's going to want his own kids. And guys can have their own kids for a really long time.
And Frenchie is a pushy guy. He made her get rid of the table. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't care what those bitches say. When she was like, I'm worried about what my friends say. He doesn't care. He's pushy. He's French. Mm-hmm.
He is. I kind of like him, though.
You
I
like do. Him?
Yeah, I kind of like him. He
good
makes,
fit for Sonia?
He's interesting. If it's legit, otherwise he's a good actor, you know? He's doing a good job, so.
He's a good actor. Way to touch Sonia like you want to.
Way to let her wash your underpants.
Yeah, that was really hard getting that toothbrush in her box.
I know. That's what Sonia said. She's like, his toothbrush is in my box. And she didn't quite catch it. But I almost think Sonia
catch
did
it.
Catch it.
My biggest problem was that she has a box where all her toothbrushes go.
And how many toothbrushes
Those
does she have?
Those toothbrushes are touching.
Oh, yeah, they have to have separators.
I hope so. She didn't say what kind of box. It could be a cardboard box on the bottom of her sink.
We could not live at Sonia's condo Manhattan pad.
Where we keep Tilly poop papers, she could be keeping a box with a bunch of old, crusty...
Producer Tilly.
Toothbrushes.
P.S. Producer Tilly took
a dump.
A hot dump while we were recording this episode. And I'm trying to make a point and Chill's plugging his nose and looking around. And I'm like, I heard her in the litter box going... Kush, 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 kush. I was trying to hide that stuff, but girl, light a match.
Please, Producer Tilly, if you're going to take a dump, light a match.
Well, and she's on the clock. That's the worst part. You're supposed to be working. You're not supposed to be taking dumps. We're on air.
And don't sit on it. Flush it. Yeah. It's coming out. Flush.
Yeah, it's a courtesy flush.
Thank you.
I taught you about the courtesy flush. You don't sit on it. That's gross.
Don't sit on it. It's gross.
Don't sit on
courtesy flush it.
And then we also find out about Carol and Adam.
Yes. They're taking steps backwards, but at the same time, still into each other.
I'm confused.
I don't know what's
going
on.
I've read articles online now, after the fact, after the reunion is filmed, obviously, that they have broken up. So I don't know. But it seemed like she indicated they kind of broke up or took a break, yet they went on all these trips together.
Yet they went on trips together.
I think they just have their own dynamic, and I'm fine with that. And they don't really have to share it.
At least Carol's honest.
Because
she just wants to be me-centric is what she said.
Yeah, she's training for a marathon. I mean, she's doing stuff.
Good for her. Good for her.
And I also found it interesting that she said she was more creative when she was by herself.
What are you trying to say, Jolie?
Well, Chill, I am more creative when you're by me.
Oh, okay.
Woo, good save. But I think she looked very surprised when she heard Bethany in an interview saying if the relationship's going well, you don't move out after 2.5 years. Because when they were playing that, she looked very surprised that Bethany would say that, because Carol has Bethany's back so hard. And Bethany makes these little comments as her friend. I think Carol probably didn't appreciate that because
well,
she doesn't
it only
say
makes
those kind
sense.
Of things about Bethany.
It only makes sense. You move in with a guy. You don't go backwards, and that's what it feels like Carol's doing. You go forwards.
But I think Carol thinks, hey, Bethany, you're my friend. You understand me. Even if this is unconventional, this is me. And even if it is going poorly, I don't want you to put that out there. That's all that I got from her look.
Well, she didn't say don't put it out there. She was just, Bethany says these things to her right up front. she said them in a diary room. It's not a, it's the same thing she would have said to her in person.
No, I know, but I think she just, it just looked, she looked a little surprised.
Got it.
So I think maybe she, even though knowing that this is what Bethany does, I think she was surprised that it happened to her because she has Bethany's back so hard. No, which makes for an interesting couch because Tinsley is Carol's new friend and they're hanging out all the time. And Bethany has made comments throughout the season about, oh, your new bestie Tinsley. And Carol's going, no, you're my bestie. So she's in the middle of these two women who have strong personalities who both want her best friendship.
Then the conversation went to Bethany and what she's going through. Mm-hmm. And I think that she had a very emotional response to what she's dealing with is like torture.
Yeah.
And there's no way to really put words to it. That was the best she could come up with, mm-hmm. was that what I'm dealing with right now is torture. And how scary, a dude going to my kid's school being like, I will end you. That is so scary.
Get over it. Like, he needs to get over it. He needs to get some help because clearly he's very a very sick individual and a controlling weirdo. If this is what he's doing, I mean, ugh.
Yeah,
it's very scary. And all the other housewives looked afraid. And again, we're trying to justify it somehow in their heads. Did something happen in your marriage? Like, could anything that, even if she would have cheated, that doesn't warrant that kind of behavior?
Nope.
Stalking. I've been cheated on. I didn't stalk the motherfucker. I just went, bye. I mean, I cried a couple times, probably called a couple times more because that's, relationships are weird,
okay,
like that. But
you see him walking down the street. What do you
I will
do?
End it. No, I wouldn't say that. No. I would probably go to the other side of the street.
Yeah.
Even all these years later because it's like, ugh.
That dude's a dick and I hope he trips and lands in a puddle of poop. She's back with Dennis, though.
Oh, yes. I think I kind of like Dennis. I don't
know
much about him, but
she's going to therapy, which is allowing her to let love in because this has been a very emotional experience for her.
Yeah.
Way
I'm
to go.
I'm curious how long Dennis, her boyfriend, was married because she said, when you're in a marriage that long, well, how long?
Well, I think Ramona's still going through it. So 1 year now plus a few months so far.
No, I'm wondering how long he was married for.
Oh.
Was it like 20 years? It sounded like a substantial amount of time.
Producer Tilly, will you please Google that for us?
She just wanted to take another dump. Oh.
Courtesy, please.
She's not helping us. We really didn't hear a lot from Dorinda tonight. A little bit. Really not a lot about her life.
Not too much about Luann, but you had just informed me that Luann.
Oh, Luann's going to do a sit-down one-on-one. I read an article today that she's going to sit down with Andy Cohen, which I think we all knew that was coming. I mean, she has to do that.
She had to, or she wouldn't be a housewife next year.
Yeah. She's got to sit down. We have questions.
Yeah.
See, we follow your life. We want to know who you vote for, who you're sleeping with, who you're not sleeping with anymore, and why.
I hope Andy starts out with, thank you and welcome to Real Housewives Reunion special episode. And then he turns to Luann and he goes, why did you lie to me?
We almost had to record the reunion all over again. You could have just told me that day. But I honestly think Luann probably didn't know that day.
Are you excited for that?
It'll be interesting. I don't always trust that Luann's going to tell the truth anyways.
Will it be interesting or will it be sad?
If she's not acting all countessy and putting up fronts and being like, no, we're both just wish the best for each other. Bullshit. Don't wish the best for Tom, the cheer pumpkin eater.
Has she ever been non-countessy?
There's been moments. I hope she has a couple drinks.
Ooh.
Opens up.
Yeah.
About everything. Let it out,
girl.
Man. Air the Tom dirt because I have been reading some stuff online and it appears that Tom is hanging out with Missy again.
Yes, you showed me pictures because on a Facebook group that you're part of,
people saw him in New York.
And they took pictures of him.
Yeah. Tom.
That's got to be a weird life. I would not want to be Tom.
He loves it. That's why he's doing all this.
That's why he's like, I'll have a table by the window, please.
Yeah, no. Every table he has is on the street, by a window. He's basically looking in people's phones like, recognize me? Recognize me? Take the picture.
I hope he talks loud and says, me, Tom, who was married to Luann on Bravo. If anyone has a camera phone, please pull it out and Facebook Live me at Tom. Married to Bravo. And that was the episode.
I think we did a good job summing it up.
I think so, too. You know, a lot of these reunion episodes are a little bit harder to do because they're basically doing what we do. They're watching the material and then they're commenting on it.
I know. It's like, then we have to comment on what they're commenting on, the material that they're commenting on. It's very strange.
It's very strange. But
it's like, thank you for thanking me. Thank you for thanking me for thanking you.
Yeah.
Me. I don't know.
Yeah. Very strange. Okay, Jolene, I'm going to marry, bang, dump you.
That sounds horrible.
I'm sorry.
The game. We're playing the game.
The game. Ready?
Yes.
Frenchie.
Okay.
The actor. Not Frenchie, but Frenchie, the actor. The therapist, the actor.
Oh, man.
Or the guy who wore the movie suit in Orange County when it was Lydia's son's birthday.
What?
The actor.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that... The clown guy?
Did the magic, yeah.
Was he the magic guy or mime or what was he?
He was basically a hostess for the movie that they were watching.
Okay, I'm definitely going to bang the hostess of the movie party. And who are the other two?
Frenchie the actor. And the therapist the actor.
Oh, the therapist is getting dumped. Like, goodbye. That leather bracelet's got to go. And I guess I'll marry Frenchie.
Got it.
The actor. Okay, then I'm going to do one for you. Bethany's hockey player boyfriend she had for a little bit. Her current boyfriend, Dennis, or Bethany's new apartment?
I would dump Bethany's new apartment.
What? It's beautiful.
The taxes got to be too high.
But you have Bethany money.
I would live in a small bungalow.
Okay.
I'd bang the hockey player and I'd marry Dennis.
Oh, you like Dennis, huh?
I feel like you knew these choices way ahead of time.
What do you mean?
I would totally love to marry Dennis. I feel like he's just supportive. The hockey player guy, he has missing teeth, so I wouldn't want to be around him when he's older, too.
What? Because people have missing teeth, chill. You can't be discriminatory against
that. I get that, but his brain's been hit so much, he probably has CTE. By the time he's 50, he's going to be like mid-dementia. It's like physical sports damage the brain so much. So
you can't marry a professional athlete.
No.
That's what you're saying.
I bang them and leave them.
You bang these hockey players.
Because one day I'm going to turn 60 and we'll look at my Facebook. Oh, he died at 55 due to traumatic brain injuries.
This is getting really depressing. Thank you for sharing these things you're learning.
You asked. Oh, you asked.
Sugarcoated
for
me.
You asked.
I don't want to get into CTE. And a whole bunch of stuff.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes, yes, yes. We got it. We're talking about Bravo.
I said it right, though. I was really proud of myself.
I am
encephalopathy.
That is really good.
It took me like 2 months to say
because
it
you've been
right.
Reading books on it because you're writing a comedy show about it, which sounds weird, but you are.
Yes. Well, any athlete that suffers brain damage, it basically you get CTE, and CTE is a degenerative brain disease that can cause changes in your behavior. It's very scary by the time people are after their sports, so around their 50s and their 40s, they start seeing changes in the way that they act. They actually get more mad than they used to, and they go on this mania, and it's crazy what CTE can
do. So you're not marrying him for the fear that he could possibly have CTE.
Yes. Got it. How do you feel about the episode?
That's how I feel.
Out of seven,
it was a lot. Okay, there was heartbreak. There was seriousness. There was voter fraud. No, I don't know if there's voter fraud, but it was finding out Tinsley just doesn't vote, which shouldn't shock me. But I'm still just thinking, what is wrong with you? People pleading the fifth, abuse, just lots of tits. I don't. This has been one of the more serious reunions. I liked the first part of the reunion better than this one. So I don't remember what I gave the first reunion, but I'll give this one a 5 out of 7 housewives.
It was really, I like that they're talking about serious issues. I think that those issues need to be talked about so mm-hmm. that people continue on that conversation. If you're on television, you can only spark the conversation of things that need to be talked about rather than being brushed under the rug. Mm-hmm. 6.
Whoa, a 6. Mm-hmm. It just was heavy. Like, we literally just watched it, so it's sitting on me right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you some scratchies later.
Thank you, Chow. What are you doing for me, Producer Tilly?
She's going to take another hot dump.
She's taking hot dumps. Well, Chow, this has been a very fun episode. We only have one more New York episode left.
Yeah, and then we're done.
And then we're done with that. And then I think the next thing to start will be Vanderpump Rules. We'll see. But we have two shows to look forward to in the fall, you guys. The premiere of New Jersey is October 4th. And I just saw the trailer. And, chill, you're going to hate it. It looks crazy. There's lots of drama.
Can I say
violence.
That doing three episodes of Bravo a week is going to be a little bit
heavier. We'll be done with OC by then.
Okay.
And then Atlanta doesn't start until November.
It feels like we're going to do Vanderpump Rules, Atlanta.
Listen,
and
Chill, just go along
New
for the
Jersey,
ride. You signed the papers. We talked about it. You signed the
max.
Papers.
You get two max.
If everyone thinks Chill should do more than two shows, if it happens to fall upon...
You have to rate and review us to 40 reviews within the next month.
All right, you guys. We're trying to get to 30 reviews, so please go to iTunes, rate, and review Married to Bravo, our podcast, which you're listening to right now, so you know where to find it.
And on iTunes.
On iTunes. And check us out on our social media accounts, which are...
Married to Bravo with the number two.
Yeah.
Married number two Bravo on Instagram, Snap. Nope. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yes. And follow us on Twitter because we really don't have a lot of followers. Instagram, we're doing pretty good.
Joe
Facebook, we're doing pretty good. Twitter.
Very alone as a social media manager. And she would love to chat with you. If you could just please just talk to her on the Instagram.
I'm so pathetic and desperate. I've been going out seeking people's approval. I've been dropping our podcast in comment sections on like popular Bravo Instagram pages going, what do you guys think? And then we did get a response, but it was regarding OC, but the person just said hashtag boring, hashtag over it. But even that little bit of communication really felt like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
I'm doing something.
So please
right.
message my wife. She's very lonely. She waits for social media messages.
I am so pathetic. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Chell, for supporting me and telling everyone how lonely I am. And thank you, Tilly, for dropping hot dump during our show. We look forward to talking to you guys next time.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.